Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
I'm delighted to have Matty Healy from the 1975 on the phone. It is the official day of release of A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to chat to you again. This is the follow-up to I Like It When You Sleep, for you are so beautiful yet so unaware of it. And it is most definitely following that team of Easter eggs and evolution that only 1975 can do.
It was us living in a house together for a year and just making music. So I think that it was as personal as it could be, you know?
I want to kick this all off by talking about Sincerity Is Scary, because I watched that video last week. There is so many Easter eggs in that particular video that it is probably one of the greatest videos ever created. That's up there with Coffee and Tea. It's just one of those things, and Just by Radiohead. When I watch that video, I'm kind of going, oh, I'm in. The clock says 1975. There's a whole reference to I Like America and America Likes Me, which is another song on the album as well. And that's the whole idea of Joseph Boy's Coyote, which is a symbol of change and progress, which is something that's evident in the album.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well done for a start.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm quite impressed with you. I'm also very impressed with your reference of Just by Radiohead, because I think that's probably the greatest video ever. So thank you very much for the high praise. The visual context of what we do is really important to me, because I think, like anybody who puts a lot of themselves into their art, like it doesn't really stop in one kind of vocabulary for me, like the music or whatever. So it's very important for us to be able to kind of extend out of that. Music videos are just an interesting place to present ideas, really.
You guys just go out, you're a band that references, and it goddamn works.
Yeah, I mean, the art that I've always been most connected to is that makes me feel kind of personally addressed, with the idea of maybe like an in-joke or some kind of shared bit of knowledge, or these kind of postmodern trimmings that we have with the 1975. It kind of makes sense.
I remember the last tour, there was big costs with that. I'd say the biggest costs were probably George's coats and the set design. I would say that's probably where the most money went to.
Yeah, you're definitely right with George's coats.
So what are we expecting on this tour?
It's difficult. Like, no, I'll probably bankrupt myself. I mean, that's the problem with wanting to do these shows, is that you make money and then you spend it all on making the show kind of bigger and better. And that's what we want to do, you know? I think the show will be familiar. That's what's important. Familiar but expanded upon, you know, and exaggerated.
Yeah, but there has always been a lot of that in your band. I always find that when I listen to the 1975, I find that you like to reflect on what's going on in your own life, in both your music and on stage. For instance, the 1975 tattoo you had on your arm, you know, the band was called Forever Enjoying Sex, to Talkhouse, to the Slowdown, to the Big Steep, to the 1975. Why? Well, I've got it tattooed on my arm. You know what I mean? And what other reason do you need?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, 100%. It's a deeply kind of personal thing to me, and I think the more I speak of myself, what I find is really fortunate. It seems to kind of, people seem to relate.
I do think as well it describes your own struggle that you've had, because I know you've spoken quite openly about this, and I admire your truth with this. You know, you had that conversation with George and said, look, I need to go to rehab. And I think that is one of the most significant changes before this album was recorded, is that fact that you actually stood up and went, I'm going to tell the truth here, because if I don't tell the truth and I don't get on with it, I'm only fooling myself. And that's a brave move to make, Matty.
I think that it's just about, you know, it's difficult as well. The idea of like telling the truth, like I don't really have an option, only because like even just the way that I write, I sit down and I kind of hum along to music that I'm writing, and whatever I'm thinking about or whatever I'm worried about kind of comes out. And if you're like a drug addict in recovery, that's a big part of your life. Like you're really limiting. I kind of had no option in regards to the writing about it, but the option that I've had and I've always had is whether I kind of became some kind of performative drug addict, some kind of Pete Doherty kind of character, you know, and I think that that always terrified me. And so at least me talking about it is post all of that.
You've thrown this down on paper. This album does not hold back.
People are saying to me at the moment that it sounds like it's kind of striving to be bold, whereas it's not so much striving to be bold as it is trying to avoid being bored. Because we just lived in a house with each other for a year, and we make music for fun. So if we were to keep making one type of music, or we weren't making decisions that were exciting, then we would have just been bored. So it's more a testament of, like, freedom. Like, that's what it's cool about.
Well, Matty, I think, you know, I have a shoot it down there. Anyone that would say that this album is striving to be bold can pretty much go and talk SH1T to themselves. It is a bold album, and it's very reflective of even a tattoo that you have on your arm. It says, weak messages create bad situations. There's a strong message in this album. It's put out there. People remember this as the truth been told, as it is.
Well, that's very high praise, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
I find it's better to be that way rather than pandering about it, because that's what the 1975 do. They say it as it is.
I'd rather vice signal than virtue signal, exactly. There's more things wrong with me that are probably more interesting than there is right.
It has been a pleasure talking to you, Matty. I wish you all the best with the album. It is out today, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships. Listen, take it easy, Matty. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.